In our next segment ahead, we're going to find out about a new grant and a program with Calabria Care, and we have some guests in joining us in studio right now to tell us all about it. Celine Regalia is the executive director of Calabria Care. Jill Wood is program director, and Maureen Book is a caregiver. And welcome to the show. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you so much.
Celine, why don't you lead us off on this? This new grant you've just received is going to be, it's breaking news today, right?
Right. Yeah, we're thrilled. We were just awarded a grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to create a dementia-capable Napa County. And we've been designated as the Alzheimer's Daycare Resource Center for Napa County since 1999. We have over 3,000 people in our community that are living with Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, and so this is really going to support the work that we've been doing for the last 20 years, but expand it to a whole new level, and we'll be the first in Northern California to have this kind of dementia-capable community.
Describe the problem in terms of caring for people with dementia here locally. Are we different than any other counties?
We're different in the sense that in our population, we have a large 65 and older population in Napa County. So per our small community, 1 in 9 people, that means, has some form of dementia. And we also have a large 85 and older population. And the statistic there goes up to 50% of people will have some Alzheimer's disease or related dementia. So it's really personal for our community because of our demographics.
So Jill, as the program director, your job, I assume, to take this money and do stuff with it. So how do you implement? What's the plan?
Basically, the grant is going to allow us to provide training in the community. First responders, the medical community, Queen of the Valley Hospital. Let me know if I miss anything, Celine. And so we partner with a lot of other organizations to come out and provide training to their staff so that if they encounter somebody with dementia, the staff is capable in engaging with that individual and helping the family know how to support that individual. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the community doesn't know that we exist, that our Alzheimer's Daycare Resource Center exists. So it's about that connection and bringing those things together. In addition, it provides some evidence-based training to our own staff, to our physical therapists, our program managers, and our social workers to bring cutting-edge evidence-based care, dementia care, to our own participants and then therefore out into the community.
Very good. What are the particular challenges, as you mentioned, like first responders, people who are, this is not what they do, caring for people with dementia. So what kind of training, what is it they need to know, learn?
Essentially, they need to know that, you know, somebody with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, you know, their brain is not functioning the way that our brain is. And so you can't engage with them in a logic way. And you need to know that you need to step back and live in that other person's reality. And by living in their reality, you can engage them and help them and move forward. Celine, do you have any other?
Yeah, a lot of times in our community, somebody may be called out to a house and they don't know it's dementia or how to recognize the signs that it's not a mental health issue, that it's really some kind of cognitive issue. So having that kind of dementia sensitivity and knowing how to communicate can really de-escalate a situation. And first responders get a lot of calls, especially in the early stages, because somebody may be anxious and they just need kind of that touch point. And we have a lot of seniors in our community that aren't attached to a family caregiver and have that support. So creating that awareness for them, or they may be brought to the hospital and making sure that the ER doctors and that staff know the best way to respond. So we're really trying to build a community team where we'll have partnerships and engage organizations so that we're connected and that they'll know that we're a resource for them in case. And we're also getting this amazing consultation from national experts that are going to be part of the grant allows us to bring them into our community as experts to consult with with us on some of these interventions that will really support caregivers, because most people want to stay in their home and be independent, and caregivers are doing the, I mean, Maureen can tell you how difficult it is to keep somebody at home and keep them independent, and caregivers need that kind of support.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to tag on to what Salim was saying. You know, dementia is really a disease of the caregiver. You know, the person with the disease, there's no changing what's happening in their brain. So it goes out to those that are around that person to support them, educate them, help them understand how to care for the person with the disease. Mm-hmm. So it's a very unique disease in that way.
And also, in my mind, at least, the concept, this may or may not be true, that a lot of people who are suffering with dementia don't really know it. As opposed to other conditions that you have, and you're
correct.
Aware of what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. In some cases, you don't really understand what's happening to you.
So about 50% in the early stages when people are diagnosed or begin having signs of dementia, about 50% of people are aware of it and acknowledge it, but that doesn't mean that they always know what to do with it. The regulation of the self starts to fail.
Yeah.
And as it progresses, it makes it more challenging. And the other challenge, too, is it just in providing medical care along the journey, and the disease can last anywhere from 2 to 20 years, that the Alzheimer's Association has a statistic that only 45% of people are being told even that they have a diagnosis. So that also leaves caregivers kind of flying blind mm-hmm. and navigating something. So we at Calabria Care really want to support them throughout the whole disease process.
Mm-hmm. Is that intentional that they're not being told?
No, some of it's education, and that will be part of it. And then the other part of it is that there is no cure yet. So mm-hmm. some people, there's a little bit of ageism attitude that it's a normal part of aging still, and it's not. Mm-hmm. Or they don't feel like there's anything that they can give them in terms of resources. But caregivers often tell me when we're doing classes, I just would like some information. And knowing how the disease progresses, even though that might be scary, at least it gives people the opportunity to plan for what their future might look like. And it's, you know, when we say that when you've met one person with Alzheimer's disease, you've met one person with Alzheimer's disease, it's nothing that you can say is going to be like this or this. It is very different depending on the individual.
Let's swing over to Maureen here, who is a caregiver. How long have you been doing this?
For about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was a hospice nurse, so I have the unique ability to understand, you know, the disease process, and then also take care of my husband. So it's been a long journey, but my husband has been incredible in the whole process. And I just want to mention a couple things about, we just moved here about 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in September. And I had no idea that Calabria Care was here. And I met them, and Steve's been going to the program for about a year and 3 months. But I want to just congratulate the leadership at Calabria Care, because they really set the tone for the program. Celine and Jill have a high level of emotional intelligence and an exceptional ability to read people's emotions. And they hire caregivers that are gifted. People that just, the caregivers don't just take care of physical needs. They really understand the soul of the human being. And it's a calling. When I walk in the morning, I know I'm going to a happy place. As a hospice nurse and a nurse for 30 years, if, you know, most of the places that I go into are not happy. So this is totally remarkable. I mean, from the moment I see the secretary looking into Steve's eyes and say, we're going to have a great day today, to the next person taking Steve's arm and saying, Steve, you want to dance today? And him taking their arm and somebody bringing him some coffee. And, you know, it's really, they really cater to the needs of each individual. And it's not just that. I mean, the program's phenomenal. One morning I was having a really difficult time, and they took out, a social worker came out of the morning meeting to speak with me, which was remarkable. It really helped me that day. I just finished doing a life review for Steve which is I put together, well, with the program director, I put together a lot of photographs. They have a I had a playlist for him, so they incorporated that, and they just told a story about his life. There aren't places that do all these things. It's incredibly personalized care. They know that Steve was a software engineer, and so they take him into an office and they let him help them with their workload. So the other thing that they do is they're certified with this program, the music program, because they've really found that people who listen to music from their generation when they were growing up, their memory improves and they're happy. And so this is something, another thing that they do. So another thing that happened was I didn't know many of the caregivers, and I asked Celine if I could start a support group in my house. At that point, Steve was not going full day, and I couldn't go to some of the support groups. So she wrote a letter, or we wrote a letter, and we sent it out, and I've got a support group going, and I've gotten to know some of the other caregivers, and it's been great. They have, you know, the outreach support groups, they have lecture series, they you can talk to a social worker at any point. So I think that the most important gift that this place has given me is providing loving awareness. And it's really displayed in the tenderness that everyone shows to the patients. And their interactions are focused and purposeful. From, you know, guiding a patient to a restroom, showing them respect during that process, to knowing that somebody loves art and building a whole book for them so that they can go and do, you know, they've got all this artwork to do and they don't have to keep going back and forth. I mean, they're just incredible. And then one Monday morning, Steve didn't want to take his pajamas off. So we just want him with his pajamas. And so the staff just said, you know, I can understand that. I want to work in my pajamas today too. So you know what? I think we should start that.
Pajama day. I like it.
Very good. That's a beautiful testimonial. Well done.
Thank you.
So where do we go from here? You've got this grant. When does it launch? Is there a start date? Is there a time limit on it?
It's a 3-year grant. So over the next 3 years, so we have some hiring to do. We get to hire a coordinator for this program in addition to Jill and I working on it. There'll be a 3 to 6 month planning. So we're having our kickoff tomorrow. We'll be having an advisory group that is part of the planning process, so that, you know, we really want it to engage the whole community. And kind of to what Maureen was saying, that's the way we want all people to feel, is included and respected. And despite having a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, that they still have a life that they can live that has meaning and purpose. And we want that to spread to the larger community through this project.
Anything else?
So I just wanted to also comment on what Maureen was saying, that, you know, you can talk to a social worker at any time. Part of our existing services is free consultations and memory screenings to people in the community. And we already have that service in place. But this grant is going to allow us to extend those services so that we can reach more people, and so that our partners in the community know to bring those people to us, so that we can have a Steve and Maureen story, essentially. but also to just comment that, you know, we have been receiving support from the community for 40 years. And, you know, there's various organizations, you know, the Area Agency on Aging. We've had grants from them, the Queen of the Valley Hospital. You know, that support has helped us sustain what we currently do. And we still continue to, need that support from the community. This grant covers our extension and extending our quality of work, but we still continue to benefit from the support of the community.
Yeah, one of the reasons why we were awarded the grant was because of our partners, Live Healthy Napa County, the Area Agency on Aging, Queen of Valley Medical Center is very interested in this idea. We have another Healthy Aging Population Initiative, and Mike Thompson also wrote us a letter of support. So we're excited to work with those partners to bring this forward in Napa.
We've been talking here with Celine Regalia, the Executive Director of Calabria Care, Jill Wood, the Program Director, and Maureen Book, who you heard is a caregiver. We're just about out of time. Any final thought?
Thank you for letting us get the word out.
Very good. How could people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about this?
I would have them call our Calabria Day program, which would be at 707-258-9087, and they can ask for Jill Wood.
Very good. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Time for a break. We've got the Bind Files and a little bit of sports on the way. First, these messages. Downtown Jones.